Now it's time for my rant. All right, Johnny, now what am I going to rant about today? Well, it's really not going to start out as a rant. It's going to start out as a thank you. I want to thank the federal government for putting in the NMLS, the National Mortgage Loan Servicer Watchdog Agency, the registry that all the mortgage brokers had to go qualify for. It got rid of a lot of those nasty mortgage brokers that are responsible for putting us into this position. Now, I recently had to renew my license, and when I did, I brain cramped. When I brain cramped, I got thrown into the default zone. Never do that with a federal or state agency. Everything's fine. It only cost me a couple of $100 extra to renew everything. That is until I got to the fingerprint part. Now, it used to be that you could go get a fingerprint done on a card at the police station for free. It cost you 5 minutes to go there. Since there was a station right by my house, it was just a one-minute thing, easy to get to, in and out of. Well, now somebody must have told their brother to get into this business. They were writing a loan, because now you have to do an electronic fingerprint. It costs you $60. Now they're happy to come see you for another $50. So for $110, I can get some body to take my fingerprint, really, virtually. I'm sorry. $110 for my freaking fingerprint? You don't need it electronically. I watch CSI Miami. You need a partial print and you can identify me. This is just freaking ridiculous. This is because somebody's cousin wanted a job and needed a job, so they came up with this. This is not what America is about. We need streamlined government. We don't need this BS. So I'm sorry. I don't mind, but stop putting me in the lane where I got to spend $110 to get an electronic fingerprint. Absolutely ridiculous. Next thing you know, they'll be charging the Pentagon $1,000 for a toilet seat.